You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Each and every day, 'cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Make me weep, and you can make me cry. See me coming, and you can pass me by. But honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Lord, you're the apple of my eye, your cherry pie, and oh yeah, your cake and ice cream, and all your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam, when you got back, I'd just say, welcome home. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Nothing can ever change the love I have for you.
Breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
Hello everybody, this is Amelia and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I've been a long time and I'm waiting. I've been a long time and I'm blown. It's been a long time that I've wandered, but through the people I have known, oh, if you would and you could, straighten my new mind's eye. Would you love me for Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn on high. I never felt magic crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
So that was Northern Sky by Nick Drake. So it's been a hot minute since I've been on the air, so I'm happy, so very happy to be back here at WMFO. My last show was basically a month ago, which is wild to think about. And now we are basically at the end of March, almost in April, almost at the end of the semester, which is just wild. So I have a lot of new music to play for you all, because there has been a lot of new releases in the last couple weeks, honestly, so I'm very excited. Lots of new just like pop stuff. There's some new Hozier, which is very exciting. Olivia Rodrigo, Ariana Grande, Leve, just lots of all of that, which if you have tuned into my show before, you know that is very up my alley. So I am jumping in a little last minute today, so if there's some random songs thrown in there that maybe are out of my usual rotation, that is why. But right now you are listening to Passenger Seat. And for those of you who don't know why my show is called Passenger Seat, it's because I still have yet to get my driver's license. So I like to think of when I'm on the show, these are the songs that I would play in the passenger seat of someone's car as they chauffeur me around ever so graciously. And then whenever I have guests come on, I like to say that they're kind of in, they're in the driver's seat, and I'll let them give me some suggestions as well. So you just heard Nothing Can Change, Nothing Can Change This Love by Sam Cooke. Then the next song that you heard was Northern Sky by Nick Drake. And now we're gonna go into some very new releases. Hozier actually just released a little EP just this past week on the 22nd, and he was definitely getting a lot of hype for this EP. There was sort of like an unreleased song that kind of blew up on TikTok called Too Sweet. I won't be playing that one because I do really like it, but I wanted to just play one of the other ones. It's actually a collab with Allison Russell, and I just think their voices together are so magical and amazing, and it's just super like folksy and fun and calming. Definitely great for like, I don't know, going into the, at least for me, going into like the spring and summer. So this next track that I'll play for you all is called Wildflower and Barley by Hozier featuring Allison Russell. So enjoy.
Springtime in the country, each time I'm shocked by the light, the world lying fallow and you are apart from me. Everything in my vision is movement and life, riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower and barley. Springtime in the country, I can smell summer on its breath. Low and harrowed lie the fields in the heart of me. Everything in my vision, departure and death. Riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower and barley. This year Another month has not much longer now. The sun hesitates more on each evening's darkening. But all things gotta last remain above ground. Like grief and sweet memory, wildflower and barley.
I woke up this morning and I sat up straight in bed. I had the strangest feeling of this weight off of my chest. I hadn't felt that hopeful since the day that you left, and it felt nice, so nice. And everybody told me it would happen in time. Fire would burn out and all the storm clouds would subside. And I always believed that it was some comforting lie. But it feels nice, so nice. Cause I was half myself without you. Now I feel so complete. And I can't even remember what made me lose all that sleep. I cried a million rivers for you, but that's over now. Just a stranger, I know everything about. Ooh, ooh, you're just a stranger, I know everything about. Made a pot of coffee and I poured myself a cup. Thought of all the things I did to try and win your love. How did that happen? I can't imagine ever doing all that stuff for just some guy. Just some guy. Oh, but I hope that you're happy, babe. No, I really do. And God knows that I am the girl I am because of you. You know I'll always think of you. I love you till the end of time. You are the best thing that I'll ever keep so far out of my life. Yeah, I was half myself about you. Now I feel so complete. I can't even remember what made me lose all that sleep. I cried a million rivers for you, but that's over now. You're just a stranger, I know everything about. Ooh, ooh, you're just a stranger, I know everything about. There's nothing left for me to know. I had to stay, you had to go. And it was mean, but it doesn't matter. Nothing left for me to sing. I screamed, I cried, I did the whole thing. And I loved you mad, but it doesn't matter anymore. No, I was half myself without you. Now I feel so complete. And if I'm not enough for you, you're not enough for me. I fought a million battles, but you can't get to me now. You're just a stranger out of everything about. Stranger, I know everything about. You're just a stranger, I know everything about.
All right, so that was Stranger by Olivia Rodrigo, and right before that was Wildflower and Barley by Hozier featuring Allison Russell. I'm super excited about those new releases. I always love having new songs to listen to, and so I can play them over and over again until I finally get sick of them. So Olivia actually just released her kind of deluxe version of her album Guts, and she called it like Guts Spilled, which I thought was really cute. And it included 5 new tracks. So there was Obsessed, which she filmed a music video for, which I thought was a super fun music video. It had a whole concept of being so obsessed with like your new partners, like ex-partners, and sort of like how you navigate those feelings. And I thought that was super fun. And just like, she's been very like tongue-in-cheek in like this new, and like the Guts era, as they call it. And I don't know, I've been really loving that. And I love how she went kind of in a more rock direction on that record. And then her other songs, there's Girl I've Always Been, which felt very like singer-songwritery. It kind of sounds like Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell, which I thought was interesting. I think she was definitely trying to experiment more on the deluxe tracks, which I enjoyed for sure. I think some people were kind of like, oh, that should have stuck more with Guts, but I liked that she kind of utilize, like, they were originally demos, and she released each deluxe track on its own special vinyl, but she kind of redid those demos. But I think Girl I've Always Been still has that demo-y sort of sound to it, where the production isn't fully finished, and it's kind of just her and the guitar. Then there's another one called Scared of My Guitar, which is just her, just a nice classic Olivia Rodrigo ballad. And then Stranger is the one you just heard, which for me felt very reminiscent of Noah Kahan. Not that every song has to sound like something else, but definitely felt very reminiscent of Noah Kahan kind of like vibe. And I really like that one. I think the songwriting's like cute, simple, just like an enjoyable song. I feel like there's nothing too controversial about it. And the last one is called So American, and that one's definitely very like 80s like Brit pop rock inspired, is how the people online have been classifying it. And that one's a personal favorite. It's Olivia's first love song that she ever released. So overall, very happy with Guts Spilled. I think it was a pretty decent deluxe, adding on to an already very solid album, and in my own opinion. But yeah, it's already almost April, which is crazy. I think every time I come in here, because my show is usually every other week, I kind of reflect on the passage of time throughout my freshman year, because radio was kind of the first thing I really got involved in at Tufts, and sort of just seeing, like, whenever, every time I come in here, because it's like a marker of time passing, which is like bittersweet in a way. But yeah, we're already starting to look at courses for next year, housing for next year. It's all very exciting. Very college type of things. But yeah, I don't know, enough of my rambling. Let's get back to some music. Next song I'm going to play is a personal favorite. I listened to it all throughout fall and winter, and now I feel like it'll start to slowly like phase out of my listening habits, because I feel like my listening habits to songs are very seasonal. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is called Held Down by Laura Marling.
Up, it was 4 in the morning, clear as all hell that you'd already gone. She notes that, dear, you know I hate to disappear, but the days are short and the nights are getting long.
Save what you mean.
thought said, dear, you know I hate to disappear, but the days are short and the nights are getting long. And I just mean to tell you that I don't want to be let down, get lost in the crowd, seen and unseen. Say what you mean.
And that was Held Down by Laura Marling. That song, I will never, ever, ever get sick of it. I just love it so much. I think it's perfect in every single way, and I cannot say enough good things about it. Her vocals, the production, just very masterful. So now it is time for one of my most favorite parts of WMFO shows and Passenger Seat, is reading a lovely PSA from the PSA book. So here we go. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. So, you heard it right here. Grow your own fruits and veggies and food. And speaking of fruits and veggies and food, I just went back home to sunny Los Angeles over spring break and made a delicious, delicious meal. And I made this roasted broccoli salad with shallots and bacon and like this miso Caesar dressing. It was so, so, so good. And I just love cooking my own food. I feel like it's so fulfilling, and the food tastes 10 times better when you cook it yourself. So it was very delicious, and it was definitely nice to soak in some sun for a week. But you know, the weather is not terrible today in Medford, and like, I feel like coming from somewhere where there are no seasons, I can appreciate how beautiful like a cloudy day, a little like misty kind of day it is. So back to some more new releases. I'll play, there's actually the next three songs that I'm going to play for you all are all new within this last week. So this next one will give us a taste of summer, because I associate Wallows with everything summer just because they have sort of that surf rock, like indie rock sound. So this next song is the new Wallows track. It is called Calling After Me. So here we go.
I know.
Break Up Again by Ariana Grande, and right before that was Calling After Me by Wallows. All right, so hope you enjoyed both of those, once again, brand new tracks. The Wallows one is super fun. I think it's like nothing new for them. It's just Wallows, and you kind of know what to expect, which is totally fine. Like, you know what? I really appreciate consistency. And for the Ariana Grande song, so Ariana released her new album Eternal Sunshine on March 8th, and it has definitely been on repeat. I actually was walking to go get coffee with somebody listening to We Can't Be Friends, Wait for Your Love off this album, slipped and fell on ice and sprained my ankle. So Ariana has truly been there for me over the last month, been there for all my ups and downs. Don't worry, my ankle has most definitely recovered, but humbling moment to say the least. But on besides my ankle, back to Eternal Sunshine. I have been listening to that album nonstop. Love mostly every single song on it. I think while Ariana to me has never been the most incredible songwriter, I do feel like she definitely like took it to another level for her standards of songwriting on this album. I think it's just simple. It's just a good pop album, and I feel like there's not much more to ask of her. The vocals are great, and I'm still so impressed just the way she like stacks all of her vocals and produces so many of her own tracks. So definitely big fan, probably will end up being one of my favorite albums of the year, but to have Beyonce country album coming out soon, Taylor Swift album coming out in April, this is really a big year, I feel like, in pop music, at least having Ariana, Taylor, and Beyonce all releasing within this year. I don't know. It's just exciting, and it's exciting to have new music finally. But overall, I really love Eternal Sunshine. I think Ariana goes through more emotional depth in this album than she has in her past. Some other standout tracks would have to be, I really love just the whole first three tracks in the album. The intro, stunning. Bye is just very fun, sort of silly pop song, but the production hits really hard. And then Don't Want to Break Up Again, which I just played for you all. And then one more track towards the end of the album that I love is Imperfect for You. I just think it's very, like, it's just like a satisfying song to listen to. And you know what? You cannot go wrong with that kind of track. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is a song by my beloved Leve, who is just a staple on when I'm on the radio. There will probably be some Leve playing. And she is releasing the Goddess edition of her album Bewitched, and she released the first of that deluxe version. It is in fact called Goddess, and I'm very excited. I got tickets to go see Leve at the Hollywood Bowl in August in Los Angeles when she's playing live with the LA Phil, and just her with an orchestra live is going to be magical, and I'm so beyond excited for that. But let's get into this one. This is a little bit of a change of mood. It is a little bit sad, more melodramatic, but I just think it's a beautiful song. So here is Goddess by Leve. So feel all the feelings with me on this one.
It goes like this. Could have predicted it. I'm so naive to think you loved me for me. Kissed as I ran off stage. You're too old to play this game. Guess you're still growing up at 30. Oh. Were you surprised by me when you took me home? When the glamour wore off, reduced to skin and bone, I can't even tell who you want to know. I'm a goddess on stage, a star to bed, woke up with me instead. You must have felt so down, deceived when you made up a version of me that you thought you loved, but I am not your Aphrodite. Took me home when the glamour wore off, reduced to skin and bone. I can't even tell.
So that was Goddess by Leve. I think that is one of her most kind of heartbreaking, vulnerable songs of all time. I just think, oh, it's so beautiful. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Leve forever. And wow, I'm just consistently mind blown every time she releases something, because I love her voice. I love her style. And she's phenomenal, and I'm very, very, very excited to see how she keeps growing as an artist. And I really just feel like she has also brought out a deeper appreciation for jazz music and jazz in general in my heart. And I feel like that it's also slightly due to my extended family is very into jazz music as well, which is pretty amazing in my opinion. So you know what, on that note, maybe I'll play one more quick little jazz song, because why not? Let's do some Julie London. I feel like you can never go wrong with Julie London either. She's timeless. Let's listen to some I'm in the Mood for Love by Julie London. Here we go. I'm in the Mood for Love by Julie London. She is incredible, just her voice. And also, I can just hear how much Leve is inspired by her as well. And that's always, I don't know, it's amazing to see kind of how Leve takes inspiration from all these old jazz artists, but also puts like this modern pop spin onto all of her work. And I really appreciate that. And I love how she's kind of bringing in younger audiences in getting them interested in like jazz and bossa nova, and I think that is so unbelievably cool. And you know, I realize it is now just a few more days out until April, which means summer's coming up soon, which is so exciting but also crazy and scary and how time moves so fast. I'm excited. I'll be scooping ice cream this summer just back home, and it'll be nice to relax. And you know, maybe I'll get to DJ a little in the ice cream shop. That'll definitely be fun. But no, I've thought maybe since April is coming up, I will play something very on the nose, shall we say. So here is April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
And that was April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel. Just a cute, short but sweet song. Love it. Let's see. I wanted to fill you guys in on some new TV shows, new movies I've been watching. While these are very much not new and have been talked about repeatedly over the last couple years, to the last year especially, I finally got to watching some of the Oscar-nominated movies. I watched The Holdovers, which thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed. I thought it was fun and like heartwarming, and I loved the New England sort of aesthetic of it all, and I just thought it was such a great story with really, really good plot and just genuinely good characters and good writing, which was, I don't know, I know that should be the expectation for all movies, but that's just not the reality all the time, and that's so okay. But anyway, The Holdovers was excellent. I love it. You can tell I'm very easy to please. I tend to like a lot of things. But I also watched the movie Past Lives, which it's an A24 film. It's just a romance story, but also a lot about culture and immigration and sort of finding your place and where you belong. And I, once again, adore Past Lives. Could not recommend it more. I think both of those movies anyone can like. I know, unless you like something with a little bit more like action and a million plots and a million things going on, that I wouldn't say that is The Holdovers or Past Lives, but both so good. And also, I finally started watching The Bear, which I know, again, I'm very late on that train as well, but since it won all the Emmys and everything, and I also just have heard really good things about it from friends and family, so I finally started The Bear. I'm on season one. I'm loving it. I think it's just a well-done show, and I don't know. I'm excited to keep watching and to get further into it. So I have one more new release to play for you all. This is a song off of Faye Webster's album that came out the 1st of March, so the beginning of this month. It's called Undressed at the Symphony. I felt like she did something sort of different with this album, like with tracks like Lego Ring featuring Lil Yachty. It just felt like she was just having fun. And while I probably would not opt into playing that song, I am entertained by the fact that it exists. However, there are some songs that I've really been loving off of this album. Underdressed at the Symphony, the title track, I think is great, but I think my personal favorite that was not one of the singles would have to be the first track off of this album, and it's called Thinking About You. It's a long one, so buckle up, but this is Thinking About You by Faye Webster.
Sleep in the moon to hold.
everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into Passenger Seat. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother, and she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!